The Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Welcome, Maria. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Mikey. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
A movie to review.
We do, yeah. And it's a really tense topic. It's Una, which is a film version of Blackbird, which you might have heard of. It's a play by David Harrower. Have you heard of Blackbird?
Do tell.
Yeah, sure. David Harrower is a Scottish playwright, and he wrote this this play called Blackbird that caused a lot of tension. It's set in a workplace, in a kind of factory setting, and this the scene opens with this young woman who's at a nightclub, kind of, you know, shagging random strangers, and she's sort of she's around 30, and she's kind of not terribly mature, sort of maybe a little bit messed up. Anyway, she goes to confront this guy at his factory. He's the boss, and it turns out he's, you know, probably,
this
I don't
is
know,
one
50,
of the guys that she's
60, yeah, 55 maybe.
She's one of the guys that she's had a...
No. Well, she didn't meet him at a nightclub. She met him when he was her neighbour when she was 12 years old.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's a fairly tense topic.
Sure.
And she goes back to kind of confront him. The whole mix between trauma and obsession and you know, time passing.
You can see how it would make a good play.
And the film is shot very much like a play. You know, there are lots of moments where the scene changes as if the lights have gone down. It's like a stage setting, the whole play.
Wow.
But it's really beautifully put together. It stars Ben Mendelsohn as Ray, who's the
Ben Mendelsohn,
yeah, he's the Aussie actor.
Love Ben Mendelsohn.
You might know him from The Dark Knight Rises, of course, or from Mississippi Grind. Yeah, lots of films. Ben Mendelsohn, and it also stars Rooney Mara. I'm mispronouncing her name. Who you might recall from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and of course, you know, she plays Lisbeth Salander in that. So she's pretty tremendous as an actor.
He's also in Animal Kingdom, though, isn't he?
He's also in Animal Kingdom.
He's made a bit of a career about playing that guy.
That guy.
That awful, gut-churning kind of...
It does make... I think that's why he's so good, because he actually makes me feel slightly sick in every role.
He's so powerful. He's very good at what he does. But he's got some roles under his belt.
Yeah, he has, which is why he's perfectly cast as this guy who went to jail for having this, what he terms as an affair with this 12-year-old. And, of course, they talk about it over a number of hours in this factory setting, and it's really tense. And, like, you know, as a 12-year-old, she was she believed that she was in love with him, which is kind of all messed up.
Oh.
And et cetera, et cetera.
So an intense, really big conversation.
Yeah, a really intense viewing could be incredibly, you know, challenging and upsetting for a lot of viewers. Blackbird certainly was. It kind of sets off like fireworks, really.
As all good theatre should.
It's extremely good theatre because of the tension.
Horrible important questions. Yeah.
Horrible important questions. Thank you, Sarah. You're welcome.
I've been here all week.
You know, when you're watching that style of film that's been adapted from a play, it can be completely. You can't walk away from it. You know, it's got that sort of.
Yep.
It's
high drama.
It's built so that you don't get up out of your seat, you know, essentially. And a lot of films sort of have a bit of fluff in them and a bit of, you know, a montage here and there. You could probably go, oh, just go and grab something to eat there or something. but if you're watching TVD, you might just sort of find yourself at the end of it going,
really? Actually, yeah, that breathlessness,
rinsed.
I think is. Yeah, it leaves you feeling fairly tense.
It doesn't sound like a date night TVD.
It's not, no, don't watch this if you're on a date, please. That would just be all kinds of wrong. Benedict Andrews, the director, is an Australian. He went to Flinders University, which is well known for its film department. And this is his first feature film, and it's really quite successful. I really like that kind of combination of, seeing a film that looks like it could be on stage.
Harrower was the playwright. He was involved in the writing of the screenplay, I think. So as you were saying, like, you know, the lights dimming and then coming up on the next scene, it's probably...
Yeah.
That's the way he writes, perhaps?
I guess you're right, actually. Yeah, yeah. It is a fairly traditional kind of, like, yeah. Theatrical approach
and
to... And scene ends. Exit left. But, you know, it's really quite... It's beautifully shot, and the fact that it is in a factory setting, which is full of logistics, it actually looks a little bit like it's maybe set in something like an Amazon logistics factory, because it's full of large... industrial
and
boxes and yeah, distribution centre, and it's terribly stark. Most of the film slash play takes place in the lunchroom, which is really stripped out. It's got some lockers.
There's a lot of good plays actually set in lunchrooms.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there are.
What do you call those? White room two chair plays?
Yeah, yep.
Something like that.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, we see little flecks of colour from, you know, like rubbish left over from people's lunches, and you know, cans and an overflowing rubbish bin. Just kind of like detritus in the background, but essentially it's like a, you know, almost like a gallery setup. So we focus really intently on the characters, you know.
What better reason to give one away, to give a copy away? You think?
Oh.
Then you reviewing it is what I meant.
it was one of the what am I trying to say? It wasn't the opening film, but it was one of the stars of the Sydney Film Festival. And there are Q&As with Ben Mendelsohn on the DVD, I believe, and it's really interesting hearing him talk about why he wanted to be involved in it. The acting's amazing.
The acting is amazing.
So it's definitely a good film.
Yes, technically it's an amazing film, and you know, the reviews have been superb.
Just take that on board. Yeah. So I mean, what sort of giveaway do we do for that? We do. You could just text in the word responsible. And you must be obviously it's an RAT movie, or is it, or
maybe it's not.
Are there such things anymore?
I don't know.
They can be classified, but I think it's different from country to country. Yeah.
I just don't want us to get into any trouble, you know me.
That's all right. Yeah.
So should we just text in the word responsibility spelt correctly in your name? First one to do that will win a copy of Una on DVD.
Responsibility. It's very serious, but yes, fitting.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I'm being responsible there, you know.
You're okay, yeah.
So we don't have any inappropriate telephone bits and bobsery, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, Rooney Mara is a pretty cool actor. You know, she's really up and coming. She's been across a lot of things recently. Well beyond one of my favourites, which is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She plays such a feisty kind of gothic
so cool.
character.
So cool in that movie.
Such a great film, yeah. And I think that we'll probably see more of her, because, of course, she was in Her, the film, of course, too. And The Social Network, A Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake.
That's right, she's in The Social Network.
Yeah, she is, and Tanner Hall and Bloody Mary.
I find it hard to think of anybody in the... I know The Social Network was based on a true story, and I look at it and I go, but surely Mark Zuckerman is that guy. You know, like they seem to fit that role, all the roles really perfectly. Yeah. I just imagine Facebook being like that, you know?
Yeah, I think it's probably fairly close.
With a bit more Russian money being thrown at it. Just saying. All right, thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Sarah.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.